expensive winter ahead. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Energy Department warning heating costs will be the highest they've been in a decade.
The Energy Department predicting heating bills will jump 28% if you use natural gas, which is nearly half of the U.S. Heating oil is projected to increase 27%, electricity 10%, and some of the reasons? Global energy consumption has rebounded since the start of the pandemic, and the war in Ukraine has reduced supplies. The Energy Department projects it will cost more than $2,300 to heat a typical home with heating oil this winter.
Fox's Matt Finn. Government weather forecasters say the La Nina weather pattern is returning for the third straight winter. That should mean warmer than normal temperatures along the Gulf Coast and the East Coast up to the New England states. The Pacific Northwest and the Great Lakes likely to be colder than normal. Two court challenges to the federal student loan forgiveness program have faltered. A federal judge in St. Louis dismissing an effort by six Republican-led states to block the plan, saying the states have not shown they have standing in the case. And Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett, without explanation, has rejected an appeal from a Wisconsin taxpayers group seeking to block the plan. The administration says it has proof that Iranian soldiers are on the ground in Crimea teaching Russian troops how to operate Iranian drones being used to attack Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We've said this for months, that Russia had plans to turn to Iran for support. And this is another sign of just how brutal Mr. Putin is willing to be, and just how isolated both he and Iran are from the rest of the world.
Kirby says the Iran nuclear deal is no longer a primary focus of the administration. Emergency services on the Colville Indian Reservation in northern Washington state warning people to stay indoors because of an active shooter. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. News.
President Biden campaigning in Pennsylvania Thursday for Senate candidate John Fetterman amid charges that some Democrat candidates are keeping their distance from him.
President Biden claims he's helping more than a dozen Democrats.
But there haven't been that many candidates campaigning with you. Why are
That's
more?
That's not true. There have been 15. Count. Get count.
Okay, and are there going to be even more?
Yeah.
It was even more 3.5 hours later.
There are about 16 there I've already gone in for yet, and a lot more are asked.
But these appearances are often at official events. Appearances at traditional campaign-style rallies are rare. The last big one was in late August, in a state where none of the races are competitive, Maryland. The New York Times reports about the president, his decision not to participate, so far at least in rallies that are normally a staple of campaign season, highlights how little the president can do to help his fellow Democrats, even with the megaphone of the Oval Office.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Prosecutors have rested their case in the Darrell Brooks trial. He's the Wisconsin man accused of killing six people by driving an SUV through last year's Christmas parade in Waukesha. Acting as his own attorney, Brooks has been disruptive in court, objecting to nearly every question posed by the prosecutors and his own meandering cross-examinations. Concern is growing for a Michigan family that hasn't been seen in several days.
A family vanished from their home over the weekend and has not been heard from since. Fremont police tell Fox News Digital the circumstances are strange. 51-year-old Anthony and Suzette Sirigliano and their two teenage sons disappeared Sunday and are believed to be in a Toyota Sienna minivan. Detectives say there's been no activity on the couple's credit cards or bank accounts, and Anthony's phone is turned off. Suzette's and the boys' phones were found in their home, and a series of search warrants turned up. No clues. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Baseball, the Astros beat the Yankees 3-2 to lead the American League Championship Series 2-0. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.